So now let us see who should these activities be dedicated to and how should these activities be done. So the next two shlokas, Bhagwan brings a very beautiful topic called Yagna, Yagna spirit. So verse number 9. Yajñārthāt karmaṇonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta saṅghas samācara. So he has brought a new term which we have not heard before in the Gita. It's called Yajna. Now our understanding of Yajna and what is meant in this is too different. So Yajnartham. So activities for the Yajna spirit. Karmana. Activities done in the Yajna spirit. Anyatra. Besides that, loko ayam, in this world, activities not done with the karma spirit become bandhana, become bondage, karma bandhana. So any activities done with the yagna spirit is good, not done with the yagna spirit creates bondage. Therefore, tadartham karma, o Kaunteya, o Arjuna, karma samachara. Samachara means do very well, efficiently. This yajna spirit, mukta sangha, free of attachment. So here he says, karma samachara, do the right activities with the right knowledge. Know what you are doing and then you do it. Talking about know what you are doing, there were these two men, Bob and Jeff, and they were driving. Bob was driving and Jeff was, they were older, both of them. And so Bob was driving and Jeff was sitting beside him. And Bob went through a red light. So Jeff said, what happened to this guy? He went through a red light. Maybe he made a mistake. Second light came, he went through that too. And Jeff is scared, you know, what is wrong with this guy? And then he thought the third red light, at least he will stop. And he went through that too. So Jeff says, Bob, do you realize you went through three red lights? So Bob says, what? Am I driving? So that is not samachara. That is not efficient action. You should know what you are doing. And that's why Bhagwan says, karma samachara. Do efficient work. Do the samyak achara. Samyak means do it correctly. So what do we mean by yajna? Now yajna comes from the root yaj, which means to worship. So our idea of yajna, when we think about yajna, we always think there is a square made out of bricks and then there is some wood and some offerings placed in there. There is a fire and then there is a priest who is chanting mantras and saying swaha, swaha to purify the house or purify or whatever to start an activity. But that is a very limited meaning of yajna. When Bhagwan uses the word yajna in the Gita, what he means is the whole community, when people get together, sinking their individual differences of I and my, and doing activities for the betterment of society, for the betterment of the community, betterment of the family, betterment of the nation, betterment of the earth. So when I and my are reduced, selfishness is reduced, and activities are done dedicated to the higher, that is called yajna. Just as in the old days, when the yajna was celebrated in the village, there would be a fire, but how, there was so much preparation. Somebody would bring the offerings, somebody would bring the food that was to be distributed, somebody would bring the wood, and somebody would actually erect that, all that. And then afterwards there would be people to clean up. So everybody, the whole village got together, and the yajna was usually done either for rain or for betterment of the community. So here when yajna spirit is done, what it means is communal activities, where any activity where I get involved without worrying about I or my, and working for the betterment of all without this selfish notion of doership, and dedicated to the higher, that is called yajna spirit. Now, in yajna spirit, what is the altar? Like before we start the puja, you know, when you do the 16 steps puja, you always say, Parmeshwar Pritiartham. I'm doing this activity for Parmeshwar, for the to please the Lord. And then Guru, you know, invoking the Guru's grace. Suppose we are doing the Paduka Puja. So the altar of this yajna is the Lord, is Parmeshwar. Now, who is this Lord? Where is he? You know, how can I find him? So one of the Lord's name is Vishnu. And in the Vishnu Sahasranama, they say Vishvam Vishnu Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. So Vishva means the universe, the total universe, not only this, but all the 14 worlds and all the stars and space and everything is Vishva. And Vishnu means one who is all pervading. So pervades everything, pervades the chair, pervades the table, pervades space, pervades the stars, pervades the heavens, hell. Everything is pervaded by that one Lord, Brahman, that is called Vishnu. And it is Vashatkara. Vashatkara means one who is the controller, who controls everything. The stars are maintained in their place, the planets move, the rain falls, the wind blows, you know, gravitation, the water is kept, everything is maintained. So that is the Lord Vishnu whom we invoke. Now people ask, where is Vishnu? Where is this God? It's like you go to IBM and you say, where is IBM? He says, IBM here, look at this building. He says, this is IBM. No. This is the building. Tell me, where is IBM? Is it just the building? And it's just lettering written on it. I want to know, where is IBM? He says, okay, he'll go take him. Here's the board of directors. This is the board of directors. This is not IBM. Okay, then he'll take out the book. This is the articles of incorporation. That is articles. Where is IBM? I want to know. So then he says, you know what IBM is? IBM represents this big international company which has branches all over the world, which has certain principles, certain way of functioning, and they work in computers. So this organization that is all over the world and that is working for a particular goal of making, selling and improving computers, that total organization is IBM. It's neither the board of directors, nor the building, nor the articles, but that idea, that concept is IBM. It's not a particular location. So similarly, when we want to know where is Bhagwan, it's not a particular place, even though we say, okay, if you go to the temple, you say, this is not God, this is a temple. You say, oh, it's a statue. This is not God, this is a statue, or this is Jesus. Where is that God, that total consciousness, Brahman? So it is not a particular place, it is not a particular building, not a particular book, though all represent God. You know, that idol represents God, that Gita represents God, that temple represents God. But actually God is way beyond all that, just as the headquarters of IBM does not represent the total IBM. So God cannot be confined to the temple or to the idol, but God is everywhere, all pervading, not only in this earth, but all the universes. So where is God? God is everywhere. And then power, just as when I work for a company and I'm made a manager, I'm given certain authority. You can write a check up to this much amount, you can hire and fire. But if I do things that are beyond, then I'm making trouble. Or if I start doing somebody else's work, I'm supposed to be personal, but I start doing accounts, I'll be fired. So similarly, who is the one that is giving us all the power to work? Obviously, it is the Lord, the consciousness, which illumines my body, mind, and intellect. Just as there is this tube light. Now, the tube light is lighting the room, but where does it get the power from? It's not the tube light itself. If it starts thinking, you know what, I am illumining this room. Without me, all these people would be in darkness. That would be ego. The power is coming from PG&E, maybe generated in Northern California or Nevada or wherever. And from there, the power. So similarly, you and I are working with this power and we start thinking that I do it. And that is the absolute foolishness as much as the tube-like thinking that I am illumining the room. So whatever activity I'm doing, I have to be grateful to that Lord who has given me this power, this ability to work. And then the bigger the company, the more powerful I have. Like say you are an ambassador of the United States. And you know, where is the United States from New York to California, you know, sea to shining sea. Now an ambassador of the United States, whether he's in Brazil or in Nigeria, has a lot of power. Why? Because he might be an ordinary citizen, John Smith, but the moment he gets a letter from the president, you are the ambassador. Now he represents the country, and when he talks, it is the United States talking. So similarly, when I am functioning in the world, I can either function as myself, an individual, or I can function as a servant of the Lord, as an agent of the Lord. And the United States is just one country, but he represents all the countries, all the universes. How much more powerful? So that should be the understanding. And our duties we have to perform with that understanding. Whatever job has been assigned to me, wherever the Lord has placed me, do my duty correctly. Like the accountant, if he starts doing personnel, it'll be a problem. So wherever I have been stationed, Lord, thank you for placing me here. Do the duties to the best of your ability. And when Bhagwan talks about bondage and attachment, what is attachment and what is bondage? Attachment is when I get happiness out of something. When I get happiness, then that becomes bondage because I want to do it again and again for my selfish. So when you work without bondage, Ashtavakra Gita says it very beautifully, Shanta Sukhi Bhava. If you want to be happy and you want to be peaceful, work without attachment, without I and my. Attachment does not mean you don't love, but attachment means I look for happiness in a particular object or in a particular person or in a particular position. And for that happiness, I do repeated actions. Then it leads to bondage and it leads to attachment, leads to dependence. And once I depend on something for my happiness, that leads to slavery. That's what Gurudev says. And one who depends on another person for his happiness, for his comfort, for his joy, or it could be a position or could be an object, becomes a slave. So that is why Bhagwan says, work with a yajna spirit dedicated to the Lord without attachment and perform your duties to the best of your ability. Samachara.